540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
Good morning. It's 8 a.m. I'm Luke Mathers, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Once again, the air in Wisconsin is too dangerous for many people to breathe. Brittany Merlot reports.
An air quality advisory for ozone has been issued and is active now until Friday night for the entire state of Wisconsin. Due to the excess heat and sunlight, combined with the presence of aged Canadian wildfire smoke, it has led to enhanced surface ozone. When inhaled, it reacts chemically with many biological molecules in the respiratory tract, leading to a number of health effects. It is currently at an unhealthy for sensitive groups level, with potential spikes into unhealthy for all levels. Reduce your time outdoors and consider avoiding intense outdoor workouts. The ozone layer usually sits approximately 6 to 30 miles above the Earth's surface, but when brought to the ground, it poses hazards and makes the sky appear hazy. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, Civic Media News.
A bill to make phonics the new way to teach reading in Wisconsin is moving forward after passing the Assembly yesterday. Third graders who don't pass a literacy test would have to take it again. Republican Amanda Nedweski.
Simply pushing students forward who have not achieved proficiency has proven to set kids up for failure in later life. A student who cannot read in third grade is more likely to drop out of high school. A high school dropout is more likely to become incarcerated or become dependent on state assistance.
Democrats say the bill would leave too many kids behind. They tried and failed to table a last-minute amendment. Representative Deb Andraka.
I haven't had a chance to hear from the school districts in my district how they feel about this bill. Why? Because they're teaching. Have you ever tried to take a phone call while you have a class full of 30 kids? You can't.
Governor Evers vetoed a similar bill last year, and he says he'd veto this one. The Assembly is sending a couple of other bills to the Senate with broad bipartisan support. Terry Bell has more.
One bill would overhaul regulations on Wisconsin's alcohol industry, which would be overseen by a new division of the State Revenue Department. There's not much resistance to the bill, except from the owners of wedding barns who say they can't afford liquor licenses. The other bill would let pharmacists prescribe birth control pills. The Assembly approved two similar bills in the past, but the Senate did not take them up. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The Assembly adjourned without taking up a bill to change the way the state funds technical colleges. The proposal would take them off the property tax and make them part of the state budget. Technical college leaders object. Officials with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources hope to have a finalized draft soon of an updated gray wolf management plan for the state after meeting together in Madison on Wednesday. The agency intends to bring that plan to the state's Natural Resources Board for approval in October, but that is subject to change. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Luke Mathers, Civic Media News. Time is 8:03.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Here's what you need to know in Southeast Wisconsin. A crumbling facade on a building along Washington Avenue in Racine has public works crews shutting down part of the busy road. The city says Washington between Hayes and Groves is closed, along with the sidewalk near the questionable exterior. A community action group called Northside Rising is urging for measures to address the issue of reckless driving in Milwaukee. They propose a concept that involves redesigning streets to create safe spaces for pedestrians, cyclists, and vehicles. Microsoft has their information session this afternoon at the Gateway iMet campus in Sturtevant. They'll be discussing their plans for 315 acres on Mount Pleasant land.
Jobs are important, but the size of the investment is equally important.
Racine County Board Supervisor Robert Miller was referencing the spending of $1 billion by the company. For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Bucks' Chris Middleton, head of the free agency. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. ESPN reporting that the Bucks' Chris Middleton, after talks with the team, has decided not to accept his player option worth $40 million, making him a free agent on the open market. Chris Middleton is 31 years old. He's been with the Bucks 10 years. NBA reporter Adrian Wojnarowski.
Middleton and his agents were talking with the Bucks, a player that's certainly going to command a lot of attention in the free agent market, but don't rule out the possibility that he comes back to the Bucks on a new deal, but that'll be a negotiation in July.
Meanwhile, the NBA draft is tonight, and the team is now with a new head coach, Adrian Griffin. I asked him what he's been working on since taking over earlier this month.
Just continue to connect with the players. A lot of them are coming in and out of town. Just sitting down with them, building that connection first. I believe in relationships.
So the Bucks had the last pick in the second round. Coverage begins tonight at 7 on ABC TV. Baseball, the Brewers lose to the Diamondbacks 5-1. The game began as a pitcher's duel between Arizona ace Zach Gallen and Milwaukee's Julio Teheran, who both pitched 4 scoreless innings. Right fielder Raimel Tapia got the crew on the board first in the 5th.
As Tapia out towards right center, back McCarthy, gone! 1-0 Brew Crew.
Valley Sports Wisconsin. The Diamondbacks replied, scoring 5 unanswered runs. Brewers catcher William Contreras allowing 7 stolen bases by the D-backs. I asked their manager, Torrey Lovello, how they got away with so many stolen bases.
I think we identified something. You know, it's clear. Contreras throws the ball extremely well, and it's not totally on him. But we did our job. I think our guys do some homework. They pay attention and take advantage of some situations that they can do it.
Craig Counsell says the Brewers simply didn't produce enough offense.
You know, we scored 1 run, so we got to do better than that.
Next, the Brewers head to Cleveland, where they face the Guardians tomorrow night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup starting at 6 AM. Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, brother, what's up?
This is a
hey,
big party, man.
Yeah, brother, like, solid. Right on.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well, Earl. We got an exciting show today. How are you?
I'm doing fine, man. You know, I still have some vestiges from that summer cold that I had, and it's, you know, it's breaking up, and I'm excited about that. But, man, did I hear right? The Bucks have the last pick, number 58, in the NBA. And, you know, I want to lobby for them to pick somebody, man, that I have in mind. And I need you to agree or disagree on the selection. You know, I would think that this would be a really great story. I'm lobbying for a 69-year-old point guard who's a bit overweight, who still remembers how to play the game, who used to be able to dunk the basketball but can barely jump over a dime, who has a sense of humor, And a radio talk show. What do you think the chances are of that?
I don't know, but I think I like the idea.
yeah, man. Hey, Bucks pick Earl Ingram. I remember the game. I still in my mind, I remember, you know, like it was yesterday. As much as I love it and loved it and the evil consequences of time took away my ability to dunk it, and now I can't jump over a dime. But I still, you know, in my mind, still think I could help him. Hey, if Giannis has a brother that sits on the bench and makes $4 million a year for rah-rah-rah, I mean, I think I could do that.
Yeah, I think he'd be the number one rah-rah-rah guy out there.
Anyway, man, you know, we're going to be joined by, you know, gold jacket wearing NFL Hall of Fame, Leroy Butler in the second hour. And I'm really excited. You know, we have Gilbert on. Gilbert's a great guy. And Gilbert's a Green Bay Packer Hall of Famer. Leroy Butler is a Green Bay Packer Hall of Famer as well. As a gold jacket wearing guy, which means one of only a handful of guys, with all the people who played pro football, he is one of those that is canonized and will be forever remembered. He's going to join us in studio, so I'm really excited about that. But I want to do this, Calvin. I'm going to ask people to forgive my voice as it recovers. You know, I've got some speaking engagements once I leave here, and I'm going to talk with 250 or so children. Excuse me. So I'm really kind of excited. We kicked off, Camp Rise, the second year of that. And so I'm really excited about that. But I wasn't here, Calvin, when America's most wanted man was finally brought to his knees. Hey, Hunter Biden. Hey, Joe Biden. Hey, they stole tens of millions and hundreds of millions of dollars. Burisma. Hey, honey, you remember any of that?
Yeah, I remember it. I'm sure we'll get someone's opinion here soon.
Hey, Burisma. People talking about Burisma don't know anything about Burisma. But constantly, last couple of years, did people realize? And hey, Earl, you didn't talk about Hunter Biden. Well, I'm talking about Hunter Biden today. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. And may this man's name live in infamy. Hunter Biden. He single-handedly was the number one criminal in the United States, if you're to believe what the Republicans have been spewing for the last 5 years. Now, nobody said he fell down out of heaven. Like I said, neither did I. And neither did the people who were pointing the fingers at him. And Joe Biden and how criminal these people were. And now, hey, do you think it was fair? Do you think it was right? You know, they gave him a break because he's the president's son. The Democrats, they fixed this up so, they can go after Donald Trump. Hey, why don't they go after Hunter Biden? Donald Trump, they're after Donald Trump when the person they should be going after is Hunter Biden. Well, guess what? They have, after 5 years, they've done all this digging, started under Donald Trump. This wasn't something that the Democrats put in place, Calvin. It started under the Republicans and Donald Trump. And after 5 years of digging, the best that they could come up with, Calvin, was, he didn't pay some back taxes that he owed, that he eventually paid in 2021, $200,000. And guess what? He shouldn't have been carrying a gun. So wait a minute, Calvin. So how do you go from this man selling out America and becoming a billionaire, if you listen to some Republicans, he pleaded guilty to a couple things, and so there's no jail time. Now, if I'm a Republican, I can't sleep at night, Calvin. They can't sleep at night because they've been filibustering. I don't know if people ever use that word anymore, but back when I was a young man, they've been filibustering nonstop everywhere. Hunter Biden, even during all of the conversations that are being had right now about Donald Trump, serious, serious allegations, comparing, you've heard it here on this show and everywhere else, Calvin, nonstop, comparing what Donald Trump has done. Well, why aren't they talking about Hunter Biden? No comparison in what the two of these people have been accused of. But yet, well, what about Hunter Biden? Okay. So Hunter Biden's case is now, you know, there before the world. Now I'm wondering, because listen to this, before we go to the phone lines. The Justice Department has been looking into Hunter Biden's personal and business dealings for years, launching an investigation into him as far back as 2018. Hunter Biden issued a statement in 2020 acknowledging that the U.S. Attorney's Office in Delaware informed his legal counsel that investigators were looking into his tax affairs, while stating he was confident he handled his affairs legally and appropriately. The investigation, which was led by Trump-appointed U.S. attorneys. Should I repeat that, Calvin?
Yeah, I think we need to hear that a couple more times.
The investigation was led by Trump-appointed U.S. attorneys from Delaware, David Weiss and others, looked into a range of Biden's activities that included his role in foreign businesses. You know, that would be the Burisma business, such as his seat on the board of Ukraine energy company Burisma. You've heard that word tossed around a little bit.
Yep.
Burisma, Burisma, Burisma. How could you forget it? A frequent source of right-wing criticism, investigators interview witnesses and look through financial documents with the probe looming in the background for years. Right-wing investigators interview witnesses, Calvin, and look through financial documents, Calvin. The probe looming in the background for years. This is not Earl Ingram talking. This is The Hill, a prominent paper. Ultimately, the investigation narrowed down to two main issues: Biden's failure to pay income taxes on time and charges related to lying on a firearm application form. Now they got America's most wanted, Calvin. They got him. Sure enough, he pleaded guilty. Joe Biden's going down because he has a criminal son, you know, who sat on the board of Burisma. And he and his dad and his family got rich selling out the American people. Now, this investigation has been going on for 5 years, Calvin. If they sold out the American people and it's been a five-year investigation, Calvin, shouldn't we see some of that in a five-year investigation? Shouldn't some of that, you know, be out there for people to see if that happened?
This is all deep state conspiracy. They would never tell us the truth.
But now, so listen, prosecutors charged Biden on June 20th while simultaneously announcing that he would enter a plea deal that will likely result in no jail time. The tax charges are, you know, let's do this. Gotta go to break quickly. 844-967-2789. We got him. Hey, we got him. Yeah, okay. You got him. You know, but now that it's come out that you haven't. Oh, that wasn't right what they did. That wasn't right. It wasn't right. 844-967-2789. We'll be back.
Look up cheese curds. You'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, so did you guess it takes 10 pounds of milk to make 1 pound of curds? Now we want to know your favorite and where do you get your squeaky or deep fried curds? Go to our Civic Media Facebook page to share your answers. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Weather brought to you by Freshfin, bringing you a fresh and healthy fast casual experience. Seafood, chicken, pork, or tofu. The bowl options at Freshfin are endless. Check them out at the corners of Brookfield, Bayshore Mall, East Side, and Third Ward, or online at freshfin.com.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today with a high of 86. Easterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies again tonight, lows around 58. High of 86 tomorrow. Partly cloudy Saturday with daytime highs approaching 87. 83, chance for scattered thunderstorms Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently it's 66 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. At 12:15, Wisconsin Roundtable. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show on 540 AM WAUK.
At 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789, Texas, at that same number. The Hunter Biden saga is really kind of coming to an end in the courts. It'll never come to an end on the right side of the aisle. Because Calvin, if the Hunter Biden saga comes to an end on the right side of the aisle, all they have left is to run back to Hillary Clinton and the Steele dossiers. Oh, remember the Steele dossiers. Let's go to the phone lines and CJ. Hey, CJ, I'm talking about Hunter Biden.
Well, yeah, you know, thank you so much. Thank you for taking my call. You should have seen me yesterday. I had four TVs on, one on C-SPAN, 1, 2, and 3.
Looking at the Hunter.
Between five. Well, no, I was watching the Durham report because.
What is that?
You know, I don't know if you have you ever heard of. Have you ever heard of Representative Wesley Hunt?
No. Hold on. Let me ask you. Who is this Durham guy? Is he somehow have more information than the than the prosecution that Donald Trump sent his judge? Is he smarter than the Justice Department? Does he have more tentacles than the Justice Department that Donald Trump sent after?
Well, he's the special counsel that was assigned to look at the origins of the Russia collusion.
He's got more power than the U.S. Justice Department, is what you're telling me.
No, he's part of it. But something I want you to look into, because really, I do appreciate you taking my call. The Durham report is something that you should read. You should really read if you care about justice.
What are you talking about?
Because, you know, I haven't heard you talk about the sweetheart deal. And, you know, I haven't heard you talk about systemic racism of the Hunter Biden conviction, because the same charges, black men all over the country, including Wesley Snipes, did 3 years in prison. But it doesn't surprise me, because the 26th member in our 250-plus year history, Adam Pencilneck Schiff, was censored yesterday.
So I'm going to talk about the insanity of the Republican Party when there's a time where our nation is in serious trouble all over, and our government, and here the Republicans are looking to censor Adam Schiff. It makes no sense. But we're going to get to that. But we're talking about Hunter Biden now. So go ahead.
Because I'm getting to that. Because Adam Schiff, yes, $16 million fine. $16 million. Just think of that.
What are you talking
Adam
about?
Adam Schiff. And your part.
No,
yes,
no, what are you talking about? You're giving bits and pieces of some puzzle that doesn't fit.
Right. Well, the Mueller report, report.
Kevin, why didn't you remind me of the Mueller report?
The Mueller report never should have happened, that it cost $30 million.
Okay.
And the Durham report proved it.
Okay.
That the FBI, Obama, Clinton,
what
Biden
does that have to do? What does that have to do with Hunter Biden?
Because it proves that they haven't been forthcoming. They haven't been forthcoming. And the mere fact it's not about Hunter Biden. It's about the big guy. And James Comer showed
the big guy.
30. So are you okay, Earl? Are you okay, Earl, with the Biden family getting $30 million and Hunter walking on
wait a minute.
That black men all over the country.
CJ, have you been okay with the crime syndicate called the Trump family? Do you know that the Trump family is not exactly, you know, Boy Scouts? You know that, right? CJ?
Yes. And
do you know that?
Yes. He's been charged. He hasn't been convicted, right? You're innocent until proven guilty.
Let's take what you just said. Has the Biden family been found guilty? Calvin, do you know whether the Biden family has been found guilty?
I don't even think they're being charged.
Okay, so didn't CJ just say you're innocent till proven guilty?
That's what he said.
I know. Well, that sounds like a double standard. Is that what a double standard is?
Yeah, but that's kind of the Republican world.
All right, we got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. See, Calvin, I don't have to pull any teeth. Because we got the truth on our side. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
This This summer,
540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. A tornado has torn its way through Matador, Texas, where we find News 9 storm tracker Val Castor.
The people down here in Matador, Texas definitely need your prayers. They're looking for an RV with two people in it that was parked right next to the Dollar General. It's gone. It's just completely gone. Two people were in it.
The mayor says he's been told at least three people have died. Running for cover as hail pelted the Red Rocks Amphitheater in Morrison, Colorado, that post on the Twitter account Tomlinson Munson. The U.S. Coast Guard says the window to find the missing submersible is rapidly closing. Sean Leet with Horizon Maritime Services is helping the rescue mission. He tells CTV no one is giving up.
We have to hold out hope. I think, as you're aware, there's still life support available on the submersible, and we'll continue to hold out hope until the very end.
Oxygen could run out in a matter of hours. CBS News Brief, I'm Linda Kenyon.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Here's what you need to know in Southeast Wisconsin. Today marks the start of Milwaukee's 55th annual Summerfest. The amphitheater features performances tonight by Eric Church and Al King. A former Burlington school teacher's aide can't work at a Lake Geneva theater. A Racine County judge this week denied a bond modification for 58-year-old Daniel Powers, who's charged with six child sex assault felonies for alleged actions while a teacher's aide at Dyer Elementary.
You're stealing the innocence of a child, and those are scars, and they don't go away by themselves.
That's Racine County Sheriff Christopher Schmaling. Powers is out on bond, with a judge saying kids could be near the theater where Powers wants to work. Firefighters in Milwaukee were called to a late-night fire last night at an apartment building near Water and Pleasant Streets. The fire is suspected to have originated in the kitchen of a restaurant on the building's main level. No injuries were reported. For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186.
The skin is the largest organ of your body. Make sure you're taking a balanced approach to wellness. Use the newest Ayurvedic skincare line by Edie Ford to nourish your skin. Using only pure, organic, and wildcrafted ingredients, planting the seeds of wellness to reset and balance your skin, body, and mind. Edie Ford's organic skincare will nourish your skin. Please visit us at edieford.com. That's edieford.com, E-D-I-E-F-O-R-D.com.
Have you Googled yourself lately? Are there negative posts from an ex-employee or from a former client? Maybe an outdated news article or sensitive personal information about your family? Search engines don't always get it right. For right or wrong, it's your reputation on the line. That's where Reputation Defender by Norton comes in. One of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. Reputation Defender has been fixing people's search results for over 15 years. Their cutting-edge approaches help you to wipe away unwanted information in your search results. They also promote the good stuff, so that it rises to the top, helping you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. Take control with Reputation Defender. You can start by getting your free reputation report card at ReputationDefender.com or call 800-401-6681 to speak to an expert. That's 800-401-6681.
Forget.
show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And you know something, Calvin, man? I would give up this radio gig, man, in a heartbeat if I could sing like the guy who you just got through hearing. Can you imagine, man, being able to sing like that and that's your job? That's your career? Man, talking about somebody born with a silver spoon in their mouth. Oh, that would be Hunter Biden. Anyway, what are the political implications of the Hunter Biden charges? Where are the rest of the guys that always call in talking about Hunter Biden, Calvin? Where are they at?
I don't know. Or they might not have anything to say.
Hey, man. Hey, come on, man. I mean, how must it feel? After all of this time, you've been waiting on this day. Oh, it's coming. It's coming. It's coming. And we're all going to be vindicated. Because Hunter Biden. Hey, Earl. Oh, here the guy is. Hey, Earl, you didn't talk about Hunter Biden today. Well, talking about Hunter Biden. Hey, Ken from Sturgeon Bay.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Okay,
can you
so
tell me how a guy with a felony gun charge is not even going to serve a day in jail, but yet we're going to get preached over and over again about gun control, guns. And this guy admits a felony gun charge, and he's not going to serve a day in jail.
Okay, so let me say this.
Why
to
is
you.
That?
Okay, so Ken, because he's Joe Biden's son, right? Every day there are people who don't go to jail who are felons with guns. Are you aware of that? Every day. Every second.
There are felons.
Yes. What do you mean?
He admitted. He's got a felony gun charge. He admitted it to it. He admitted a felon with a gun charge is not going to serve a day in jail. We're going to get preached from the. We're going to get preached from a senile old man about gun control again.
Hey, Ken.
And there's laws on the book, and he gets nothing out of it.
Hey, Ken, is that all that now you've come down to that from Burisma and Russia and all the... And now you're talking about that's the best we can get to is he's got a felony gun charge. All that talking for 5 years by Republicans, man, is that it?
I don't care about that stuff. I care about the felony gun charge.
Oh, now it's
the felony gun charge that the left keeps preaching us. He keeps preaching us to us about gun control.
I'll let Calvin. Calvin wants to ask you a question, man.
There's laws on the table, and that's right there is the example.
Yeah, so whether the law, we agree with the law, we can push for gun reform or whatnot, this specific charge that Hunter Biden was charged with was lying on a gun purchasing form, and that charge is very rare, like almost never prosecuted. So the fact that he's even receiving any punishment for it is an anomaly. So, like, sure, we can say that we want more gun control, and then maybe Hunter Biden would be in jail if we had the proper gun laws. But under the laws that we have, his charge is hardly ever prosecuted. So I don't even know what we're talking about.
A felony gun charge, imprisonment up to 10 years. Look it up.
Did you just hear
it's
what he just read?
A felony gun charge.
Did you hear what he just read?
Yes. I don't know where he's getting that from. It's a felony gun charge. Then they're gonna preach to us about gun control when the president's son is let off with a hand slap.
Oh,
absolutely nothing. He would have been a perfect example. Threw his ass in jail for 10 years.
Uh oh.
Nope, not gonna happen.
All right, man.
Is that not a double standard?
It's called following the laws as they were written, Ken. That's how we prefer to operate, is actually following the law.
Well, a felony gun charge, you don't serve a day in jail with a felony gun charge.
Hey, Ken, hang on.
Clearly don't understand how a plea deal works.
Let's let Bill talk to Ken. Hey, Bill, how you doing, man?
Oh, just fine. Boy, I can't believe Kenneth is his name. Ken, I'm involved in shooting sports. I'm involved in firearms. You don't have a clue what you're talking about. I don't know where you're getting your information, but you're insulting the intelligence of most gun-carrying Americans. So you better go back and learn your homework. I'm 74 years old. This ain't my first trip to the rodeo. You don't know what you're talking about. So say your piece, but give us some facts, because I do know the facts. I do know it. I shoot competitively. I'm around firearms. I carry firearms, plenty of them. I don't have concealed carry because I think it's a farce. You guys aren't even trained. You don't know. You're lucky you know which end the bullet comes out of. Because if you aren't educated in firearms, please sit down. Thank you.
All right, Bill, you know, but Ken knows. You know, Ken, you want to respond to Bill?
Yeah. What? So a felony gun charge, I don't know what I'm talking about. I did work for the police force at all.
You did not.
You're more ignorant than.
No, wait a minute.
It's a felony gun charge, man.
So,
what
I'm saying to you is Calvin read what the charge was, Ken. Calvin read what the charge was. He's not fabricating anything. He read to you.
Okay, Earl. Is it not a felony gun charge? Does it say felony gun charge?
Calvin just said it does not say.
Is it a felony gun charge, yes or no?
No.
It's not a felony gun charge.
Okay, the issue is...
Earl, you're full of BS because he admitted to a felony gun charge. So.
well, the real
issue...
What are
you laughing about?
Because, Ken, we've come all the way down from Joe Biden and his family were the number one criminals in the country, to now arguing about whether or not it's a felony gun charge. That's my point.
Individuals who sign the form of background check and are later determined through a background check to be prohibited could be subject to investigation, and if prosecuted, a fine, imprisonment, or both. It does not say anything about they must be put in jail. Like, that's... I don't know where you're getting this.
And why is the left preaching about gun control and gun law?
Well, okay, we got to go because one has nothing to do with the other, okay? Just clearly, one has nothing to do with the other. Appreciate the call. Let's give CJ, he's hanging on. CJ, I don't know what it is you want to add. Go ahead.
Well, thank you very much, Earl. Well, the problem is, Calvin's right. The issue is that, and so is the gentleman that just called, because Calvin, you're right. You don't enforce the laws that are already on the books. So here's the fact, please. YouTube, Representative Wesley Hunt. He's a black representative, Republican from Texas. You want to talk about two tiers of justice? Wesley Snipes, Kodiak, there's a rapper, Kodiak,
I know about
serving 4 years for the same charge, a black man. The reason Hunter got off, yes, because he's, you want to talk about...
Well, why are we arguing about a gun bill? Why are we arguing about
a gun charge.
I know, but that's not what...
Can I respond? It'll only take a second, Earl. Let me finish for a second. Calvin's right. He didn't read what the conviction or the fine would be. It's not charged. So you want to write more laws about guns, but you don't enforce the ones that are
CJ,
already on the books.
CJ, what I want to say to you is these things that we're talking about now were not even on the tip of a pencil. The arguments that Republicans were making on Hunter Biden is that he was a threat to national security. Calvin, what have they been saying? Hunter Biden and his family were threats to national security and they took all his money. That was the argument. It was not about anything with a gun. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Dan from Racine. Good morning to you, Dan. Thank you very much for the call. You say what, sir?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
All right.
My comment is what a bunch of hypocrites these guys are calling. I don't hear any one of them screaming, you know, Donald Trump should be locked up in a dungeon until his case comes to court. I mean, any other person that did what he did would be locked away without even seeing a lawyer.
In a dungeon.
Right? I mean, yeah. Come on. Use common sense and intelligence to figure this stuff out. Jeez. Gosh.
Hey, I like the dungeon. I like. Well, you said a lot, man. I like the dungeon part.
it's just crazy. Know, where do these guys get this?
From Fox News.
There's no logic or common sense.
From Fox News on in and whatever the other things outlets they're reading. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Bill back again, man. Hey, Bill, what's going on, man?
You know, it's interesting, Earl. You got to keep letting these guys on. You really do, because I enjoy it. I really enjoy it. What I really find mystifying, the word educated. I don't hear any of them talk like they're educated. They talk like reactionaries. Remember, when it comes to the far right, Donald Trump showed up with 26 sexual allegations, 11 bankruptcies, and that's the best they could put up. That's the best they could put in the rodeo. You got to be kidding me. If that's the best you got, and then they can't believe that James Comey, Robert Mueller, the CIA, the FBI, the Pentagon followed this guy and checked on him. Of course they did. He knew he was a national risk. His history proved that. Yet that Hunter Biden first... Then it was some women he was moving around with, yeah. And then it morphed to something else, and oh, by the way, we finally did something. We got him on a gun charge that, as your other guy said, only happens in 1% of the time. These are the guys that wanted the country flooded with guns. Now they look like deer in the headlights. Oh, what are we going to do? Everybody's killing each other. Well, what if we did that with alcoholism? I got an idea. Let's give all alcoholics plenty of alcohol. That's their idea with guns. And they can't see the forest through the trees. And you're laughing, and you're right, Earl. This is comedy. This is better than the Three Stooges.
Well, you
ought to call it Earl's Comedy Show.
Bill, have you watched the conservatives on their outlets? They're, man, they have lost their minds. And here's what they want to do. So here's what they're looking to do. And some of us are wise enough to see it. We're talking about Hunter Biden when Donald Trump, a candidate for the president of the United States, is facing some of the most serious allegations to ever hit a former president of the United States, let alone a candidate to become the president once again. They want us to forget that and talk about Hunter Biden.
They want a guy with an orange suit legislating from the office of the presidency from Folsom Prison.
And an orange face. Got to go to a break. Be right back.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Are you looking for a creative haven in the heart of Milwaukee? Look no further than 20 Ton Studios. At 20 Ton Studios, we're all about fostering artistic expression and community engagement. Whether you're an art enthusiast or a budding artist yourself, join us at 2000 West North Avenue at the intersection of 20th and North Avenue. Discover the power of art and embrace your creative spirit at 20 Ton Studios. Visit us at 20tonstudios.com and don't forget to join us on Saturdays for our open studio extravaganza. 20 Ton Studios. Where art comes to life.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy this afternoon with a high of 86. East winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 58. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 86. Upper 80s Saturday. Cooler Sunday with highs in the low 80s and storms possible. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 66 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude on 540 AM WAUK.
Join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Junior Walker and the All-Stars, these eyes crying every night. Calvin, they're crying every night. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Hey, Tom, how you doing, man?
Oh, man, Earl. First off, we the people, all of us, ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. But I got to tell you, these two stooges that you have on in the morning, which represent a great number of people, unfortunately, are just hilarious. I would rather be in a foxhole with Bill from McConnell Walk before I'd ever want to be a foxhole with these two guys. They went from Burisma. They went from all of this stuff.
Yes.
First off, I don't think anybody knows, but Hunter Biden never ran for election. You know, if you want to say he's a thug, if you want to say he's a crack addict, if you want to say he's all of that stuff, you know, go for it. Or he was, and that's what he, you know, lied on the gun, you know, registration for and all that kind of stuff. That's fine, but are we now going to go back to all of their people? How about Kyle Rittenhouse? How about people that actually went and actually blew up things and actually blew up people? We forget about that part. I don't think Hunter Biden actually did anything except for have a gun there, and I think he was going to kill himself was part of the thing that he was even going to do with the gun. But that doesn't even matter. He's not in public office. He never was in public office. Whereas the Trump crime family had Ivanka and had Jared and all of them that are actually in the administration, as well as the Don King himself, which is, Donald Trump himself. He's the one that's the president. It's just, it's very laughable. And you're right. They have nothing. They just got nothing. And I'm so glad that we have a civic media that actually talks about the truth and gets the truth out there. The only thing I would say is make sure you keep on saying Hunter Biden, Joe Biden's son. Otherwise, everyone will start thinking if you say Biden, they might think that it's Joe Biden.
You know, Tom,
in the deranged world.
It really is mind-boggling how from them saying that the sky is falling because of the Biden criminal family and Hunter Biden did all these things, and he stole all this money, and he endangered the peoples of the United States. And then it gets down to, as Calvin correctly stated, it's something about what he didn't say or said incorrectly on a document applying to get a gun. And now they switch all those things that they were talking about, the sky is falling, to wanting to argue about whether or not he should be locked up for a felony. And you know what? By the way, black people are getting locked up for the same thing. Oh, so now they're concerned about black people being mistreated. Hey, Tom, I'm a black person. I haven't heard them say anything whatsoever about, you know, those things happening to people of color. Now all of a sudden it's convenient to say that. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And I think it's hilarious that they actually sit here and they say, you haven't talked about Hunter Biden all of these months. Oh, why are you not talking about Hunter Biden? Why are you not talking about Hunter Biden? Well, you're talking about Hunter Biden now for a whole hour on the show, and you got those two callers that called in that really have nothing. I mean, I would just, if I were them, I would put a paper bag over my head today and, you know, put little holes in it or something. They don't be seen because they're really, quite crazy. And I love how they're pulling out the black token, black people that are, you know, that they can pick at and go and try to divide the country.
Excuse me. Hey, Tom, get better. Thanks, man. Girl. Get better. excuse me. And I really wanted to get to the Adam Schiff censor, but my next guest, Hall of Famer Leroy Butler, has arrived, and so I'm excited about having him on, NFL Hall of Famer in the studio as we have a dialogue with him. But the truth of the matter is to see that the Republicans have censored Adam Schiff. These are the things that they're doing with their leadership, right? They've got leadership now of the House. And from Jim Jordan and others, it's a clown show. And so with all the serious issues that are going on, you see, so Calvin, you remember Nancy Pelosi, right? You remember that person?
Of course.
She was always dealing with severe and critical issues when she was in that position. Is it safe to say that?
Yes.
And when the Democrats were in charge of the Congress, it was always serious issues that they were dealing with. Well, what are the Republicans? Oh, we got to censor Adam Schiff because, you know, he talked about the Russian collusion. What? You know, well, you know, how do kids do it? Put a stick on their shoulder. Well, I don't know if they do it anymore. I'm around, you know. And you knock the stick off the shoulder. And I mean, these things make no sense whatsoever. Listen, we got to go to the break. When we come back, we'll be joined by my good friend, NFL Hall of Famer Leroy Butler. He's going to be in the studio. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
like never before. Get to Soccer World in Brookfield. They have a great selection of shoes, apparel, and accessories to help kick your game into high gear. Soccer World's team of soccer experts have over 38 years of experience in the retail and soccer market. From cleats to shin guards, jerseys to coaching equipment, they'll help you stay ahead of the game. Plus, look to Soccer World for all your team business needs. Soccer World, 12615 West North Avenue in Brookfield, or online at soccerworldofbrookfield.net.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.